Hello there, welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE. My name's Tom Maguire, I'm joined alongside Richard Shaw. Right, Richard, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good. We wanted to do this for a little while. We usually do it on camera, but we decided we want to get it out there weekly and get it out there fast, so we're just turning it into a regular sort of microphone podcast rather than on camera.
TV's a faff. You can listen to this whenever.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can download it. That's the idea, yeah. I think, behind podcasts. I think they've been going a while now. I think you all know how they work. And just listen to it at your leisure. And it's not going to be one of those mega long ones either. So it's going to be a nice, simple bite of wrestling talk.
Yeah. So last time we talked, obviously, it was a couple of months back we were talking. But we're going to look at Great Balls of Fire, which was last Sunday. And overall, I would argue it's one of the best B-show pay-per-views I've seen in quite a little while. What do you think of it?
It was good fun, wasn't it?
It was really good.
I mean, despite the fact the name is absolute
atrocious. It used to, because apparently it was going to be called Bad Blood, wasn't it?
Was it?
Apparently,
which they've used before.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a rubbish name. But but overall, the event was quite good. White and Rollins was all right.
Yeah, that's for me, actually. I was expecting that to be a pretty decent match. It wasn't that good.
Yeah. Big Cass and Enzo was what it was.
Mm.
The Iron Man match was okay, because you're always limited.
Only okay?
Well, no, it was good. You're just limited with the fact that you know it's going to go 30 minutes, so you know what's going to happen. They'll trade for... No one ever wins 7-1, do they?
No.
So it was good. Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss was all right, and Alexa Bliss is ace. She's the best heel and all that, and the facials, as we mentioned before. Miz and Dean Ambrose bored of.
I'm very bored of it.
Dean Ambrose needs something to happen.
Well, so does Seth Rollins, in a way. And that's why I think a Shield reunion might be good, but Roman doesn't want it. Well, we'll come on to... Maybe we might come on to that in a bit.
Braun Strowman's ace.
Mm-hmm.
Braun in the Strowman. Brock Lesnar Samoa Joe was what it was, and it was interesting. And it's a shame that we're not going to get more of that, but yeah, it was what it was.
All right, well...
But it was good.
So let me come back to the Iron Man match.
Yeah.
I understand your point of no one's going to win 7-1 because that's ludicrous.
Yeah.
And that would be silly. And you wouldn't be emotionally invested for the 30 minutes. But I thought it was a fantastic match. I was the final 5 or so minutes, I was completely enthralled. I thought the ending, Cesaro, like again, getting out of the ring, I liked the sort of tactical awareness of it. I thought it was great. I thought it was a fantastic match.
It was a great story, wasn't it? Because they came from 3-1 down.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought, they've left the up at 3-all, are they going to win? And they didn't. which was great, because usually that's what... Oh, they've come back and won. Hooray. But no, it was a good... I was underplaying it when I said it was good. It was very good. And entertaining. It was good. I liked it. And what would you say? Do you think it was the best match on the show? Or would you go with the Brawny the Strowman violence fest?
I would go with the Iron Man match purely because
it was a better wrestling match.
Yes, that's what I was going to go. Exactly. They didn't need the gimmick is Iron Man, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But the fact is that they didn't need, for instance, I've also seen it. I've seen Braun versus Roman enough times, whereas, for instance, I think Cesaro and Sheamus and the Hardy Boys still had enough to go with to create a decent match. Now, obviously, the Hardys are going into possibly a revival storyline,
which is good,
which is very good,
because we like the revival. They're great.
See,
apologies
if you listen to this on headphones. I'm really sorry.
No flips, just fists.
I'm very happy. Don't smack your face. Doing Foley sound now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy with it. I think Cesaro and Sheamus are looking like the best tag team on the roster at the moment, and thank goodness they have got the championship and kept it. And we also worried that the Hardy Boys were suddenly going to go take it. Right, moving on. Big Cass, Enzo, the split. I don't think it's working out for Big Cass as much as they were hoping it would.
He's just a very tall man.
Yeah, he came out on Monday and he was saying something like Monday Night Raw, and we're recording this on Monday, so it's a week ago.
Yeah.
He was saying, I want the Universal Championship, and I almost laughed. I was like, I don't think you're anywhere near that, man.
Well, I mean, Jinder Mahal's a WWE champion, so anything could happen.
That's true.
Yeah. No, he's just a big man, and he doesn't particularly do anything exciting, does he? He's just... Vince McMahon loves tall men.
He loves big,
he always
sweaty
has.
Men.
Yeah. He always has, and Big Cass is the latest in a long line of people who are big, tall men who don't particularly do anything. The problem is, the whole act is based on Enzo doing his wacky spiel, and Big Cass kind of being a passenger there, and now he's got to carry himself. Right. He's probably not able to do that, is he?
No.
Unless they give him some, I don't know, stick a woman with him. I don't know.
I don't know if he needs like a, what's the word, heater? Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, no one's buying him, are they, as a main event contender. If, say, Roman Reigns wins the Universal Championship,
yeah,
no one's going to buy Big Cass as his first contender, are they?
No, and for me...
But you wouldn't even buy him as necessarily an Intercontinental Champion, would you?
At the moment, no. I wouldn't. If anything, I would like... I think they're going to go into a sort of more of an Enzo and Cass feud for SummerSlam. There is no point, but it's the fact that, for instance, Cass dominated him,
yeah.
So Enzo's going to want to come back and get a win. It's the way things like that work. And I could see that happening, but... Neither of them are going to come out stronger. I think this was a stupid time to split them. Also, 2017 has been the year of the splits, hasn't it?
Well, yeah,
DIY, though, the worst one. I was heartbroken.
Yeah. But at least you're going to get some good matches when they both fit.
Oh,
again.
It's going to be so good. Johnny Wrestling as well.
But you're not going to get any great matches out of Big Cass and Enzo more.
No, very true.
No disrespect, Big Cass or Enzo. And I've got I bought the Christmas jumper in the WWE Euro Shop sale
£3.
For £3, yeah, so yeah. I can wear that at Christmas. No, that'd be all right. So if I G Christmas trees.
Oh, well, if you were looking at either of them now, which one was going to be the most successful out of the two of them?
Well, it's Big Cass, isn't it?
You think so?
Yeah, because he's tall. He's the new Kevin Nash.
Well, no, I'm not. I think.
Yeah, but what Enzo is
not. He's got the charisma.
Yeah. But he's not going to be a successful wrestler, is he? Because he's not very good at wrestling.
Well, neither is Cass.
Well, no, but he's tall. keep forgetting he's tall. He's Look, tall.
I know, I understand that.
Vince McMahon will be impressed with two things. A, he's tall. B, he's the boyfriend of Carmella. So those are two things where Vince is thinking, yeah, this guy's great. He doesn't talk like that. Whereas Enzo's just this little fellow with daft hair.
We'll come in on to the Kurt Angle documentary in a bit. But yeah. I remember we said this, that we thought this would be quick, but there's a bunch of things I wanted to talk to you about. But anyway. All right, so that's Big Cass and Enzo. Yeah. I personally don't agree with you.
I don't think there's necessarily Enzo. There's necessarily much more we need to talk about Great Balls of Fire.
And I wanted to talk about the main event, definitely.
Yeah.
I was really chuffed with it. I thought it lived up, and I thought it was a decent event. Decent main event. The finish with how it should have finished, but I think I wanted a kick out from Samoa Joe.
It's just a shame he wasn't longer, because Samoa Joe is the kind of person or the kind of character, the wrestler, whatever, who you can believe as not on Brock Lesnar's level necessarily, because he's bloody UFC champion, wasn't he?
Yeah,
but you can buy him as a bit of a badass, which you can't necessarily buy other people as, because the Samoa Joe character is well defined. But Brock Lesnar, when he had to win, because that's the main event of SummerSlam, isn't it? Him and good old Roman. So it was good. It was good.
I don't want that.
It's good.
I know.
But
it's going to be a trip. In fact, you know what? I'm predicting now. All right. Bear in mind, they're recording this on Monday morning in the UK. So I reckon either tonight, because there's the triple threat match. No. I got that wrong. I think there's going to be Roman versus Samoa, which is the winner goes and faces Brock Lesnar. Yeah. I think that Braun Strowman's going to come in and interrupt.
Braun and Strowman, yeah.
And then it's going to lead to maybe a fatal four-way.
Well, the other thing that is in Big Cass's favour, and I forgot about this, tall, Carmella, hair.
Long
Vince
hair.
Vince likes hair.
He does like hair.
So there you go. So there's three things of Big Cass, your next WWE Universal Champion.
Imagine that.
Bad times.
Oh, it would be bad. Okay, so... Brock winning, I'm happy with that. Samoa Joe winning, I'm happy with that. Over on the SmackDown side of things, AJ Styles became the...
AJ Styles became
the new United States Champion on a house show.
Yeah, at Madison Square Garden. Though. It's not like a house show in, back end of beyond Kentucky.
Yeah. But, you know, is this the sort of thing that excites you, or are you thinking... missed opportunity there.
Well, I once went to a house show at Sheffield Arena, and it looked like Jeff Jarrett had won the Intercontinental title from Razor Ramon, but it was a dusty finish, and we all went,
oh dear.
Like they were going to change that at a house show in Sheffield. I suppose when Men on the Mission won the tag titles by, they fell on a Quebecer and they couldn't get up again.
That time that I watched Rumble 2006 or 5, and Vince...
Blue brought his legs,
just couldn't get up.
But it's interesting, isn't it? And AJ Styles is ace, and Kevin Owens is ace, and John Cena's ace, and Rusev's ace, so it's great.
What is a flag match, really, though?
Well, it's just a rubbish gimmick, isn't it? Yeah. Waving a flag around.
Well, that on sense. The like I say, over on the SmackDown side of things as well, we've got Randy and Jinder. We've mentioned Jinder. What have you made of Jinder so far as champion?
Don't care.
You really don't care?
He's not a champion, is he? You can't buy him as the world champion. Because he was the jobber before he won. So it's like,
he was in the three-man ban.
Yeah.
No, I'm enjoying it, but I don't believe it. And I'm thinking that, you know, this punch out of prison.
Well, it's a rubbish.
Is it a bad match?
As well, yeah. Just, I don't know. It's like something there, that Kennel in Hell or whatever it was called. It's just like, no, it's some bamboo bloody wooden cage thing. Nah, it's just them. It's just me. All the other stuff on SmackDown's good, and that's rubbish. So,
are you happy with the way the tag team are on SmackDown?
Yeah, because the Usos are quite good now, aren't they? Now they're dastardly.
Day one-ish.
And the New Day, the New Day.
Who I thought by this point in 2017 I would be absolutely sick of, but I'm warming to them again.
Still around,
maybe it's because of the fact that they went away for a little bit. Well, I mean, we know why he went away. Because, you know, Xavier Woods and all that.
No, because Kofi Kingston did his thing.
Well, that's true as well, but, you know, I think it did him well.
Well, yeah.
Walking away.
Yeah. But let's not go into that.
First podcast gets taken down.
But no, it's...
Well, I mean, like, SmackDown, I think, you know, they're doing things okay. And then the news comes out that the Talking news. Smack has been cancelled. Even Renee Young took to Twitter. Renee Young, in my opinion, is one of the best in WWE in terms of building character as well.
Yeah.
I'm really not happy about the fact that they've done this, because it proved to me where the two-hour live show itself was going well, and then they could develop elsewhere.
Well, yeah, and you know, we had the whole Miz and Daniel Bryan thing come out of it, which was good, and it gives a chance for people to develop a different style to their character, doesn't it? Because it's not in front of the crowd, it's in the TV studio situation, but obviously someone doesn't like it. It's still getting it after pay-per-views, which is good, so we'll get it after Battleground.
Yeah, but it's just like Raw talk then, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a shame, because it's one of those things that's different.
I will not lie, though, it's one of those things where I'm like, it is a shame. I used to catch it on demand and everything, but whenever I could.
Yeah, yeah.
But and that's the thing. I've not watched it enough every week.
It's not high on the rankings, so...
No, so it makes logistical sense. I can understand why they would do it. But the outcry of it from... Do you know what? I think it raises a bigger question that I might ask you on another podcast, but do WWE reveal too much on YouTube? Are they underselling their product by doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think there's an argument to be made there, but we'll talk about that another time. Anyway, right, final thing I want to definitely talk about, Richard, unless there's anything else you want to talk about. Kurt Angle homecoming on the network.
I thought it was great.
It was fantastic. Yeah. An hour, was it an hour or something like that? Yeah. Flew by. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
If Dixie Carter turns up on Raw tonight...
That's mental.
We all riot. No, it was a really interesting program, and it was as honest as you're going to get, isn't it, from a WWE production. And it was a really enjoyable program. And you forgot how quickly Kurt Angle was at the start of his WWE career.
96, 7, 8,
eight,
what was it?
Yeah, 98, 99.
No, I think he was 99, he came into WWE properly on like television.
Yeah, yeah.
By 2000 he was the champ.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Eurocontinental champion, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And really enjoyed it. Kurt Angle was obviously a likeable chap.
Yeah.
And it came across well on the program. I think everyone came across well, and you know, it was a good program. I enjoyed it, and I would probably watch it again.
Yeah.
So more stuff line up.
The best comment I've seen about it was, WWE might not be able to do pay-per-views, but by God, they can do documentaries.
Well, that is very true. That is very true. And
it's very harsh.
Well, yeah, but... No, it was an enjoyable program, and I'm sure when TNA eventually goes out of business and they can buy all the video footage of his matches there, it'd be good, but yeah.
Also, whilst you mentioned it, what do you think the reveal will be about Kurt?
I don't know. I hope it's Steph. This is the one thing where that is the one storyline in WWE, or one of them, years ago with the love triangle between him, Triple H, and Stephanie. That they didn't really resolve properly.
Why resolve it 16 years later, or however many years?
Because there's nothing else. Because it's a way to get out of it. But it would have been a good It would have been good then, but you know, it's a long time ago. So
if it's Dixie Carter, I'll be disappointed a little bit, but I think it'd be sort of quite good to see well, someone from TNA coming in and like from the management.
Yeah.
However, I would love it if it was like revealed that Chad Gable or Jason Jordan is his son.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with it is if it's Dixie Carter, it's not. It's like a low rent retread of Eric Bischoff coming out on Raw as general manager.
2003.
Yeah, because at least Bischoff was a good TV performer.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. We need to talk about the Mae Young Classic.
Yes.
Which has been recorded.
Well, we were at Headingley watching some rugby league. Wakefield are top four, just throwing that out there. Well done, Wakefield. But you showed me this beautiful, absolutely fantastic elbow off the top rope. And I don't want to be spoiled anymore. I don't want to watch any of it until the full thing comes out.
I have to say, a lot of these names I've never heard of, but that's understandable.
It's the same with the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah, because, you know, I watch WWE and I don't watch anything else, generally. I watch World of Sport at Christmas, and that went down well, didn't
Shout
it?
Out to Phil Seymour.
Sometimes I watch Impact, but not often, because I'm busy. Yeah. Busy people. Lives outside watching wrestling.
I mean, to be fair, Richard, 8 hours of content from WWE a week is a lot.
But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing Tessa Blanchard, because her dad was Ace, or a stepdad. Looking forward to seeing Viper, who was on the World of Sport thing.
I think she might be cool.
And Kaylee Ray, obviously, another Brit. Who's I see? Jazzy Gabbert, I don't know how you pronounce the name. Alpha female, as we know her.
Yeah.
I've seen her, and she's very tall and imposing and scary.
Yeah.
And obviously the women from Japan, who obviously women's wrestling in Japan is superb.
Yeah.
I've not seen much of it, but, you know, again, the clips you see, it'd be interesting. Serena, back after years away. This is going to be an interesting thing. Again, another thing to watch.
Yeah.
Too many things to watch, but it'll be good. It'll be good, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to watching it, but I do fear that we'll kind of go down, if they do like a women's division show or something like that. Yeah. I doubt they will.
No.
But it just boosts, maybe if they get, like, for instance, let's just say four of them sign onto the WWE as main talent. It was worth doing. You know what I mean? Anyway, also, you wanted to point out one match.
Match of the week.
So Rich is going to do, because I'm still kind of relative, I consider myself still a relatively newbie. Rich is going to recommend a match per week to watch on the network. Well, $9.99, you can get it at W Network. We're not sponsored, but if you'd like to sponsor us, Vince, you've got my Twitter DMs.
I'd like to pay us to watch the network.
That'd be so good.
Yeah, and this is one of the best tag team matches ever. And it's from Great American Bash 1990, so go to the WCW bit on the show's pay-per-views. And it is the greatest tag team of all time, the Midnight Special. We're talking about the Revival, New Day and all this kind of stuff. Well, if you want to watch a clinic in tag team wrestling, this is one of the greatest matches to do so. It's the Midnight Express, the Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane version, against the Southern Boys, Tracy Smothers and Steve Armstrong. Who were generic Southern people.
Yeah.
But it is just beautiful tag team wrestling. About 45 minutes into the show. So you can watch Flying Brian versus Buddy Landell and Captain Mike Rotunda versus the Iron Sheik. No, watch that. And you know, some of the other stuff that's on early. But skip to about 45 minutes in and you'll see one of the great tag team matches, not just of 1990, but of all time. It's just brilliant how to do a tag team match, and well worth checking out on the network from Great American Bash 1990.
That's on my watch list for this week. Also on my watch list for this week, purely because I don't know how it works. Punjabi Prison. And hopefully I will not cringe while watching it. Anyway, Richard, that's been Proper Sport Does WWE for this week. Hope we've had a good one. Don't worry about subscribing, anything like that just yet. We're still trying to work out the kinks between Audio Boom, iTunes, all of that. Just head over to propersport.tv. Podcast should be there each and every Monday until we all get it figured out and all that stuff. Because, you know, technology, it happens.
Or we just get bored of wrestling.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
No.
I really enjoy it. Anyway, Richard, have yourself a good week.
Thank you.
We'll speak next week.
Adios.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.